Do you remember when Sunday morning came and we were told to put on our church clothes? Now, I can remember we had everyday clothes. You know, today what I would call knock-around clothes, yard work clothes. And then we had school clothes. And then we had church clothes. And in my day, that often involved a shirt with a button that was too tight at the collar and having to put on a tie. For many years, having to have the tie tied by my dad until I learned how to do so myself. And some, especially in our family with a 30-year retired Navy veteran as the leader of the house, it met on a Saturday night, shining your shoes for church the next day. And I knew that when Mom said put on church clothes, that we were going to church. And on those times when she told us to put on church clothes and it wasn't Sunday, it meant that we were going to something special. And it was more than the clothes, wasn't it? They were sort of symbolic of be cleaned up, inside as well as outside. And she was drawing attention, my attention and my brother's attention, to the fact that when we were in these church clothes, we were supposed to conduct ourselves at a slightly higher, significantly higher level than we might normally do. Now things are different today. And you know what? Maybe it doesn't really matter. As long as we remember that when we're in the clothes that we wear coming to church, that we strive to have ourselves clean on the inside as well as the outside. And come to think of it, I doubt seriously that Jesus wore a shirt with a button too tight, or a tie. But I am sure that even as a child, remember the famous story of Jesus being separated from Mary and Joseph, and when they returned to find him, they found him in the temple talking with the rabbis. So I think that Jesus would want us to live like we were in church and in church clothes all the time. Now, the gospel lesson that I shared this morning says that we in the church are to be reconcilers, healers. And it seems like when you get partway down in the readings that after you have talked privately with someone with whom there's a disagreement, or two or three of you have talked with one with whom there is a disagreement, and the entire church has talked with that person with whom that there is a disagreement, that they are to be, that person is to be treated like a pagan or a tax collector. And I've always thought that what that meant was that that person was to be separated, shunned, set aside. And as I kept going over the scripture, as I was thinking of the message and what I was going to say, I asked myself, how would Jesus treat that person? How did Jesus treat pagans and tax collectors? It seems to me that I have read in scriptures that he preached to them. He ate with them. And yes, there were times when he was hard on them. But never did he shun them. Never did he separate himself from them. And in spite of the fact that he seemed hard on them, they were drawn to him. See, I think that maybe being one or being in a group or being the church is a way of worshiping God. And we're called to see all that we do as an act of worship. Even eating, as we read in the passage from Exodus this morning, even eating can be worship. We Methodists have it right. Because usually when we gather, we eat. That's the way it was at the first Passover. And we participate in these rituals, these of worship. We wear these clothes. We eat in a special way. Not just to be sure that we're aware of our impact on the world, that people might see us and our behaviors and be at the least curious and maybe at the most intrigued enough to want to know more. Not just to make sure we're aware of God's presence and call on our lives. Not just when we worship, but in all that we do in our lives. But we're also called to do these things so that others might see God through us. I read in one of my devotionals this morning two definitions of what a saint is. One was that a saint is somebody who did special things. And the other definition was, well, a saint is like a stained glass window. Through the saint, you can see the light. And I really liked that definition. I thought that was, you know, a good way of looking at saints. And aren't we all called to be saints? And most of us have this idea of sainthood as somebody who's really, really up here and we're really, really down here. But we're called to be saints. We're called to be that stained glass window that the light of Christ shines through. We're to be a sign that God is still God. and that Jesus is still at work in the world, at work in the world through us. We're called to be a sign that what we say about God actually shapes how we live, how we act with one another, how we treat those who are around us. So we are the sign. And I call on us this morning to see the sign of Jesus in others, and let us be seen as a sign of Jesus by others. Amen.